RadioArchives.com presents The Looting of Los Verdes, An Adventure of Dan Fowler, by Edward Churchill, read by Milton Bagby. In the days of J. Edgar Hoover's Untouchables, one lawman took on the super criminals even Elliot Ness couldn't touch. Dan Fowler, G-Man. The greatest FBI special agent of his generation, Fowler operated nationwide, hunting down spies, kidnappers, counterfeiters, murderers, and other dire threats to law and order beyond the jurisdiction of local authorities. Assisted by the youthful agent Larry Kendall and brave Sally Vane, Dan Fowler crushed crime with an infallible combination of scientific criminology and punishing Tommy gun lead. And now, Dan Fowler's thrilling adventure, The Looting of Los Verdes. Chapter 1. Fatal Frontier. Just before the trouble started, the Alamo Club was making social and gaming history at Los Verdes, the desert city which already had smeared its name in modern frontier annals. The biggest thing to hit Mojave County since Los Verdes was born. It was the spawn of miners, of desert rats, of a railroad. A lusty desert urchin with dust in its lungs, it first lay raw and naked under a western sun. The building of the Mojave Dam, with its ant-like workers tearing at rugged nature with mechanical claws, had hardened it to vigorous young manhood. It had fed on the folding money of defense workers for 5 more years. Los Verdes was grown now. It had put on pseudo-western breeches, shining boots, a 10-gallon hat, a trick shirt, and a gaudy neckerchief, and sprawled for 10 miles along the Transcontinental Highway. It carried no gun. It simply reached into the pockets of unwary vacationists, travelers, anyone willing to take a chance. Los Verdes, which had a lot more red lights than were on traffic signals, was not even dishonest. Its philosophy, until Pharaoh Frank Brockett opened the Alamo Club, was that if anyone wanted to be a sucker, let him be. Nor was it illegal. Everything was licensed. Everything was wide open and above board. And the guy had a million choices, with the odds against him. Nobody asked him to buck the percentage. He came, he stopped, simply because he wanted a good time. For every haberdashery store, there were 10 saloons. For every church, there were 10 gambling dens. For one library, there were 20 nightclubs. For every quiet residential hotel, there were 3 roadside emporiums, as long as a freight train, as wide open as a barn door, as swank as a motion picture set, as gay as Mardi Gras, complete from chapels to casinos, from dining rooms to swimming pools. Elopers from Los Angeles could be married at any spot on the clock in a matter of minutes, and get a divorce just as easy 6 weeks later. Quick and easy, that was Los Verdes, until the multi-million-dollar Alamo Club opened. Dusty by day, neon by night, hot under the sun, cold under the stars, only half snug in its plain-like valley, only half sheltered by its distant mountains, which were metallic by day, lavender under the sunset, velvet by night, and frightening the morning after. A lot of people were congratulating Pharaoh Frank Brockett this night, a strange mixture of people ranging from cowboys in high-heeled boots to aviators in leather jackets, from movie glamour girls to civic officials, from lowly shills who kept the games going when the tables started to go dead, to United States Senator Vance McLean. It was a plant, all right, a little city in itself. There were an airport, hangars, and guest houses, which covered most of the 1,000 acres. There were 2 swimming pools, a chapel for quick marriages, a limousine service into Los Verdes, 3 miles to the northwest, 500 rooms, 3 casinos, a nightclub going full blast, 2 restaurants, and a coffee shop.